Assalamu alaikum. Shalom aleichem. And Chag Purim Sameach. Welcome to CARE Philadelphia's 2017 annual banquet. My name is Jacob Bender, and I have the honor of being CARE Philadelphia's executive director and the former tallest employee in our office. That's because towering over me is our new advocacy and outreach director, Al-Sharif Nassif. Yeah. Al-Sharif was born in the United States by immigrants from Egypt and Persia. He pursued an education in political science and Middle East studies at George Washington University, and interned with various organizations committed to human rights, peace, and environment in Washington, D.C. Now, last year, he took an extended leave of absence to work with many of our dear friends in the Bernie campaign. And now he is here with us at CARE Philadelphia. Please welcome Al-Sharif Nassif.
In the name of God, the most beneficent, the most compassionate, may the peace and blessings of God be with all of you. Many thanks, first to our former tallest member of the office, Jacob Bender, for the kind introduction. I'm Sharif. It's an honor to serve the community and doing my part to strengthen our outreach and our advocacy efforts. Inshallah, God willing, will earn his blessing for the continued success of all our communities. Our night's banquet is themed Revelation and Resistance. The challenges of this world beseech us to unveil God's guidance, to bring to reality through our thoughts and our actions his eternal light and his wisdom. So in honor of the vessels of revelation, our beloved prophets, and the final seal of the perennial truth, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, I offer forth this prayer for blessings that Muslims offer every time we pray. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbi Muhammad kama sallit ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear God, grant your peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and upon his family and his friends, as you have brought peace and blessings upon our beloved Abraham and upon the family and friends of Abraham. Truly, God is praiseworthy and most glorious. The Holy Quran is God's message. The Archangel Gabriel delivered God's word to Muhammad, peace be upon him, for all of humanity. And all of our great prophets, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, Joseph, Abraham, Noah, and Adam, are all beacons of God's light and his revelation. Their example shows us the way to an enlightened life, a mirror of God's intellect and perfection, a reality ripe with virtue, such as good character and pure intent and peace, friendship, sustenance, and justice amongst us all. For this age of resistance, before any political or material thing, we need God. We need God's angelic spirit, infinite compassion, goodness, and his guidance more than anything or anyone. And if we do intend to shine God's benevolence upon this earth, it is our moral duty to counter tyranny and injustice and to show a better way. Ladies and gentlemen, CARE PA's perennial resistance leader, Jacob Bender.
Resistance is the bravery of the Hebrew slave women of ancient Egypt, hiding their children from the soldiers of Pharaoh's army. Resistance is the bravery of the young Muslim community at the Battle of the Trench. Resistance is the civil disobedience of Gandhi, challenging the entire British Empire. Resistance is the brilliance of the Muslim and Jewish and Christian scholars of Al-Andalus, who created a multi-faith culture where others demanded xenophobic isolation. Resistance is the people of Algeria who rose up in 1954 against French domination. Resistance is Jesus, peace be upon him, in the temple, challenging the corruption of his day, reminding all of us that humankind does not live by wealth alone. Resistance is Harriet Tubman, leading slaves to freedom. Resistance is Malcolm at the Audubon Ballroom. Resistance is Dr. Martin Luther King in Memphis, looking death in the face, proclaiming, "It doesn't matter what happens to me now, for I may not get there with you, but we as a people shall one day be free." Resistance is the Jewish fighters in the Warsaw Ghetto, rising up against the Nazi onslaught. Resistance is every woman in the communities who demands equal pay for equal work and an end to marginalization. Resistance is Black Lives Matter. Resistance is all those who believe in science and the environmental threat to our planet. Resistance is all those who have not given up on the promise of America despite slave ship and lash and internment camps. And resistance is all those who emigrated to this nation like my grandparents, for it is they, the tired, the poor, the refugees from the four corners of the earth, it is they who make America great. And resistance is Muhammad Ali, peace be upon him, whose greatest act of courage was not in the ring, but in his willingness to risk years of prison for his refusal to fight in an unjust war. And resistance is all of us in this room, uniting in the face of the purveyors of hate and bigotry and fear and ignorance as we struggle for an America where all humans are created equal, endowed with the inalienable rights of life and liberty. So follow the light and listen to the words of resistance.